Hi, my name's Paul, and I recently graduated from Academia Minerva in Groningen, where I received a master's in painting. I make works in a wide range of materials, including painting, etching, textiles, and more recently, rope installations, weaving architectural surfaces out of rope and yarn. In my work, I explore notions of weaving and writing. Both are trace-leaving movements with flows and pauses. In each, there is a line moving, in the case of writing, a rhythm of touching the surface and lifting from the surface. In the case of weaving, a line passing back and forth through a surface, in and out of perception on either side of the cloth, or the thread in the case of tapestry, but continuing nonetheless. In this way, the line reflects journeying, walking, and I intuitively explore my own migration as a Dutch national, but born in the UK. I research mark making as a type of indecipherable communication, one mark giving meaning to other marks, like a letter in a sentence. The marks float between perception and obscurity. When does a gesture become identifiable? There is also a movement between blurriness and focus, a forward and backward type of movement. This brings in strong links to photography and landscape. In all my making, I feel connected to a broader history of textile, and I intuitively construct works in different mediums and materials that develop relationships, expanding the notion of what painting is and what it can be. The material rope structures began out of my study of tapestry making. There's a process in making them that's between weaving and net making and lace making. Vertical, partially visible warp threads hold the much thicker rope, which becomes a type of weft thread. The structure is formed by the physical weight of the rope, with each bend a trace of my hands knotting and tying. There's a long history existing between textiles and architecture, with many of the earliest dwelling places being constructed by weaving. And so these woven works become a type of architectural intervention, cutting through inhabited spaces. As an artist, I have a constant stream of inspiration. Currently, I'm being inspired by the artist Ligia Pape in her thread-based installations. And I'm also right now inspired by the American painter Philip Taff and his layer-based works involving many types of traditional techniques.